9-9. Very strange goings on in Zimbabwe again on the weekend. The President Robert Mugabe vowing to go to war to prevent the opposition movement for democratic change from taking power. Incredible fighting words that prompted our Prime Minister Kevin Rudd to say on the weekend that the international community must band together to prevent Robert Mugabe from stealing the Zimbabwe election. Michael Darby is based in Sydney. He's been an Australian-based Zimbabwe activist. He's had a website up and running. He's been keeping in touch with friends back in Zimbabwe and joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Mr. Darby.
Yes, good morning, and I'm grateful to the ABC for its sincere interest in this terrible tragedy unfolding in Zimbabwe. The situation is that Robert Mugabe is doing to his own people what the Soviet Union did to the hapless Ukrainians 75 years ago, inflicting mass starvation, mass murder, and intimidation and brutality of the very worst kind. Fortunately, in Australia, we have a Prime Minister who understands what's going on there, and we have a Foreign Minister, the Honourable Stephen Smith, whose heart is definitely in the right place. If we give them the support they deserve, they actually can do something about it.
Well, what can they do, though, Michael Darby? I mean, everyone's known Zimbabwe's been this problem for ages, and everyone talks about it and stamps their feet, and we have sanctions, and we boot them out of the Commonwealth and all that sort of stuff, but nothing seems to change. What else can we do to actually make change happen there?
The foreign minister could lead to Zimbabwe, departing preferably in the next couple of days, an aircraft full of Australian parliamentarians from all parties and from all states, and of course all local government people who are willing to go as well, and turn up and say, "We are here to supervise the election."
Would they get in? They wouldn't even be able to they wouldn't be allowed to land the plane, would they?
That would be an interesting attempt. Let's see what happens. But the Prime Minister could well see that the Zimbabwe issue is far more important than anything else that Australia is involved in at the moment internationally, and should be in New York talking to everyone in the United Nations. The whole key to this is the pressure that can be put on Thabo Mbeki in South Africa. If South Africa cuts off electrical power to Zimbabwe, and cooperates with Botswana and Zambia to ensure that nothing gets across the border in terms of fuel, then the Zimbabwe regime can be brought to its knees very quickly.
Michael Darby, I just want to bring Professor Helen Ware into the conversation here. She's a former High Commissioner in Africa, and we've spoken to her on a couple of occasions about Zimbabwe. Good morning to you, Professor Ware.
Good morning.
Michael Darby is very passionate about this, as indeed are a lot of people. What did you make of Robert Mugabe's statement on the weekend? Is it bluster, or does he mean this?
Oh, he certainly means it. What you've got to realise, and this is the question of how you influence people, is that now standing behind him are people who know that if the election is lost, they will go to jail for life if they're not actually faced with capital punishment for their previous actions in, as everyone has been saying, in massacres, in, appalling killing people from the opposition, and so forth. Now, if you have to try and put yourself in the shoes of those people, then you can see that they're desperately going to hang on because, you know, they've got to hang on to power. That's what is essential to them is to survive. And weird as it may sound to us, to many people in Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe's rantings about the British coming back have real traction.
Mm. Is he the most popular leader, though? We must assume that the election earlier this year was in the end the result that reflected the feeling of the nation, shouldn't we?
But in that case, you have to admit that Mugabe got 43-44% of the vote.
Yes.
So, obviously, I mean, there are ethnic groups who have been more likely to go with Mugabe. There are people who fought with him in the battle for independence who are likely to go with him. There are people who have been bribed with gifts of the formerly white farm.
And people have been intimidated as well, have they not?
Oh, on a massive account. And you have to remember that one of the things that people tend to say in Africa when you say, why aren't you toppling the dictator? It's very often their response is, because what dreadful as he is, what comes after, if it's civil war, is going to be worse.
Mm. Michael Darby, you've been keeping in touch with folk there, including Eddie Cross, who I think ended up in hospital, didn't he, not so long ago?
Yes, Eddie's had some serious surgery. Professor Ware's made a couple of good points there. Now, the important thing is that people like Jabulani Sibanda, who never actually was a war veteran but leads the war veterans, are, yes, determined to keep the regime in power, to keep themselves out of jail. And if it is necessary for the international community to offer all these thugs amnesty and a secure place somewhere else in order to get them out of the country, that is what we should do. Now, there is one very important thing that's happened.
You'd be okay with that, Michael Darby?
I certainly would. If they came to live in Australia, I wouldn't mind, so long as we get them out of Zimbabwe. Now, the vitally important thing that has happened is that the number three in the first presidential election, the Movambo movement, and that was Simba Makoni's mob, they've all decided to back Morgan Tsvangirai. So if there were any doubt at all that in a free election Mugabe would be thrashed, that doubt has now been resolved. Mugabe knows he can't win a free election under any circumstances, hence all this terrible behaviour, and the free world has to stop it now. And I'm grateful that Professor Ware is on board, the ABC is on board, the Prime Minister is on board, the Foreign Minister is on board. Let's get the rest of the world there and get South Africa to stop the borders, shut down the power, shut down the fuel.
Professor Ware, what do you think about that? And what do you think about Michael Darby's idea that maybe, you know, if it meant offering some of the Mugabe regime safe passage out of the country, then maybe that should be looked at?
I'm sure that should be looked at. Whether they take it at this point and whether they think it was, you know, a sort of a temporary poison chalice, I'm much less sure. I mean, there's been a great reaction with this letter that's been published from 40 African leaders, including 17 former heads of government in Africa, saying, you know, that Mugabe should go and accept the results. That included two former UN Secretary Generals who've been from Africa. It included Chizano, who was the Mozambican president and who was also Mugabe's best man at his wedding to his current wife.
Lovely, something nice thing to have on your CV, Professor Helen Ware. Professor Ware, great to speak to you. Thank you for your time this morning, and no doubt we'll watch this story continue to unfold internationally. Thank you.
Thank you.
Professor Helen Ware, former High Commissioner in Africa, and Michael Darby, Aussie-based Zimbabwe activist. Thank you, Michael.
Well, thank you. I just mentioned I'm not a named Zimbabwe activist. I was born in Australia. I have been in jail in Zimbabwe. But the best I can do is contribute a website, and the address is michaeldarby.net/Zim with a capital Z .PDF. And
all
that's
right.
Where we're putting the news.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.